Got an issue you just can't fix?
On the fence about what direction you should take?
Been wrestling
with a situation that's out of control?
Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
Yes, let's do that. It's the segment where you get to challenge our guests with an issue from your too hard basket. Laura has written to us, and this is what she's had to say. Dear problem solvers, I'm in my 50s and I've never liked shaking hands, even before this pandemic. I don't like touching people in general, and I get quite angry that societal norms dictate that I should squeeze a complete stranger's hand or even the hand of someone I know. It seems way too intimate to me to touch the flesh of a person I'm not related to or married to. People's hands, including my own, are often sweaty, sticky, or dirty, and don't get me started on hugs or kissing cheeks. I have relished keeping my distance from people during this crisis, but now, as things slightly start getting back to normal, for some people, I'm worried that handshaking is going to make a comeback. In fact, just yesterday, a man I was meeting for the first time in a business situation held his hand out to shake. Being the polite female I am, I felt I had to shake his hand. So, she asks, how do I politely refuse to shake someone's hand or make it clear beforehand that I don't want to? Or better still, how do we banish handshaking altogether? What's your advice for Laura? And do you think handshaking should go in the bin too? Leave us a post on the RN Facebook page. Now, to flesh this one out, we have comedian and host of ABC's The Pineapple Project podcast, Nazeem Hussain, and librarian and comedian Monica Dullard. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Thank you.
It's a bit of a prickly one and very of the moment, I would say, too. Monica, how do you see Laura's long-term aversion to handshaking?
Oh, I can understand it, and particularly in these times. I think, you know, Laura would have had such a difficult time up to now, but now in a pandemic, this is your time to shine, Laura. You've, you know, people wouldn't have understood you or supported you for not shaking hands before COVID-19, but now you're top of the pops.
So you say it's more acceptable now?
Oh, yes, she can reinvent the rules. She should start a Facebook page. she'll get thousands of likes and shares because it's a marvellous idea to banish handshaking altogether. But I think we should go with Laura's support,
all right.
Laura.
Now, Monica, she's as a woman from the country, though, how important is the handshake in the world that you come from?
Well, it's very important. We shake hands, we wave at people, we spit, we make casseroles, we shake hands at least 100 times a day. And I know country people have just, you know, like they've actually started to become minimalists. It took a while, but they've reduced the handshake to just a nod. Yes.
Okay.
You didn't think that with country people. Dad on the farm, yeah, I'm a minimalist. You can't even say it.
Well, no, you're right, though, because don't forget the good old driving country wave of just one finger flipping up on the top of the steering wheel, right?
Exactly.
That's minimal.
It. They've gone back to that, and they're you know, that's their sort of signal now. And it's saying so much more than the handshake can because they don't want to get out of the ute.
I'm a big fan of the finger wave myself. Nazeem, how do you feel about the handshake? What's your viewpoint on this?
I mean, it is one of those things. We've done it since forever, and it is the way that we greet each other, and it's just something we're just taught to accept as part of the norm. But, you know, as we've just heard, this pandemic has taught us to reassess everything that we just do normally and figure out whether it's necessary or inessential, and perhaps a handshake falls into the latter. You know, maybe it is not something we need to do. It is pretty personal. You know, we excrete more fluids from the palms of our hands than we probably do for the rest of our body. Like the shoulder,
is that a fact?
Is drier than our palms. You know, I think it's a very personal part of your body.
So you're a no to the handshake as well, Nazeem?
Oh, look, I'm open to the idea of never shaking anybody's hand again.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's so much pressure on the handshake. Oh, is it a? You know, you got to have a real solid handshake. Is it, you can't be too limp? Can't be too firm. You know,
can't be too sweaty.
Then if you make the wrong handshake, then you're thinking about that for the next 2-3 minutes. The conversation is stifled then. So it has a sort of flow-on effect. I think we should all just become Japanese and bow.
Yeah, the handshake is the second guessing cue.
True.
How do you think?
Because you can't hang on for too long with the handshake either.
That's
no,
true.
Can't.
That gets a little bit creepy. I agree. Nazeem, how does culture and religion play into the idea of handshaking, if at all?
Oh, well, you know, like as a Muslim, there are many Muslims that that to subscribe to the idea that that there is no physical contact between the genders unless, you know, you're married or family. So that's something that, you know, in the Muslim community is a fairly common thing. So, yeah, we often have to, you know, it's not uncommon to see a Muslim approach a female or a man or a female, you know, and just kind of like put their hand to their chest and kind of like do this sort of slight head bow. Like,
hey. Yep.
You know, if someone comes out to shake your hand and you don't want to shake their hand, you've got to get in quick with that gesture.
You do.
All you can do is you just cough on your hand.
That's a great idea. Oh, right on cue there.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
What's a polite way, rather than coughing into your hand, what's a polite way of declining a handshake? You mentioned shoulders before. I don't know if that's exactly going to take off, but I quite like the hand on the chest situation.
I think that's very graceful, isn't it? Hand on chest.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful gesture.
It's a beautiful gesture.
I might take that up because I'm a mad handshaker from, you know, obviously before the pandemic.
Yes.
Mm. And as you said, you're from the country, so it's sort of, it's just part and parcel. You know, it's a handshake deal.
Yeah.
Do you have any other ideas,
yes,
Monica, on how Laura can rebuff the offer of a handshake?
Well, I think first of all, she should move to Victoria because...
Yes, that's probably fair.
Lockdown.
Move to a city with lots of COVID.
She's in her 50s, so I honestly think that Laura, she would have been way out on a limb 2 years ago, but she's front and centre now, and I really think if she's in her 50s, and not to be too personal, but, you know, you've got, say, 20, 25 years left to sort of, you know, stand up for yourself and your principles, and I think she should start today. And you know, maybe she should have a hashtag me don't shake, you know, campaign that she could start with a, you know, it's an important health message
exactly. There needs to be enthusiastic consent.
Enthusiastic
otherwise
consent,
you can't just assume the other person wants a handshake.
Yeah, you can't assume. Look, I've got a very good friend who is absolutely not into touching anyone outside of her family, with the exception of maybe two close friends. And she says that it's all in how you package it. So from the off, you really need to lighten the mood. Try and land it in a funny way, because if people can laugh, then it's all okay. So she'll go into a social setting or a professional setting and say, sorry, look, I'm not a toucher. I just don't like touching. It's not that I don't like you. You're probably great. And that really then sets the tone, and they'll make a joke about potentially issues she might have. But generally then you can get on with it. As long as you're not making people uncomfortable and you don't come off as a bit intense, that generally tends to work.
Your friend sounds like she's got a witty personality.
She's very funny.
Ordinary people out. Yeah, so... Yeah.
You know, but maybe approach it with humour.
Down the street is just, you know, for the rest of us, it's just, you know, we're not allowed to touch people without consent. But for handshakes, it's kind of like this, you sort of have to oblige. It's a weird one. Even within your family, you know, the questioner said, I only touch people in my family. But even then, you probably need consent. You can't just go around just touching people.
You can't. Look, this is unsurprisingly, there are hundreds of people weighing into this weighty issue on our Facebook page. Alexandra writes to us, I was actually thinking earlier today how nice it was to be in a meeting with two other women without the previously normal protocol of shaking hands. I thought back to all the times I've had either clammy or sweaty hands, timid or bone crushes, the latter mostly from men, of course, who use it as a way to dominate.
It's
and
true.
Leslie has written in saying, if someone's heading towards me with an outstretched hand to shake, I just smile and shake my head while simultaneously raising both hands and I say, sorry, COVID. And most people say, oh, of course. So that's a great excuse.
That's really good.
I like that too. No one's going to argue with that, right?
If someone's marching towards you with their hand outstretched, you see that, you go, oh, your phone's ringing. Sorry, got to take this. Walk towards them, give them an elbow bump and then you're done. Then you get off the call, you're like, how you doing?
I like that.
Hands outstretched.
Lenore's got in touch with us as well to say Ross Noble, the comedian, commented recently that he was freaked out, having lived through several Victorian lockdowns, that he treats this as a game of rock, paper, scissors, so he just holds his hand flat.
That's very good. That's very good.
That's
I think
so
it's
good.
Like introduction of seatbelts. You know, it took time, but now everyone does it. I think Laura's onto it, and this is her campaign. We are saying here, go for it, Laura. We support you.
So, Monica, do you think she then has a strong case for not just, you know, nixing the handshake now, but ever having to do it again?
No, never. Look, she's. I mean, I'll get back into it at some point, probably next week. But she definitely, Laura has made it quite clear, and actually gets a bit angry with the norms around the dictate that you should squeeze a complete stranger's hand. I think this is her chance to walk away for it completely and to stand up for that, you know, and make it fun, like on a Facebook page or get a T-shirt, get a badge.
Mm-hmm.
Just something that'll say, hey, leave me alone, don't touch me.
Maybe a mask with don't touch me would really say everything you need to know. Nazeem, in the past there was a lot riding on the handshake, doing deals, showing integrity. You can read a lot into somebody's character with a handshake. What can we do instead?
I think we should focus on the actual deal itself. You know, if someone, if you're convinced to enter into a contract with someone based on the way that they press a part of their body against yours, you need to do more due diligence. Like, that is a weird emphasis. I used to actually work at a professional services firm, one of the big ones, and we had networking classes, and we actually got taught how to handshake.
Really?
You know, firm handshake, look them in the eye, a lot of blah, blah, blah. Like, why not just do the numbers, all right? Look into their accounts and provide them with good advice.
Uh-huh. And so maybe it can be a bit more about the eye contact as well.
The eye contact. Yeah, maybe. You know, the eye contact. Maybe a hello, how are you? I think that's just as important.
And maybe a bit of paper roxies is thrown in as well. Thank you both so much for joining us today.
We've changed culture today.
Thank you.
Look, I think it's highly possible. That was Nazeem Hussain, comedian and host of The Pineapple Project, and you can find that wherever you get your podcasts, and librarian and comedian Monica Dullard. And if you've got a dilemma that you just cannot wrap your head around, send it to us by email at lifematters@abc.net.au and just put Too Hard Basket in the subject line.